And disobedience receive a just recompense of reward. What does this mean? What is this just recompense of reward? It is the just and deserved punishment that was for every single transgression. There was that recompense, that reward, the deserved reward for every sin. And it says from that, it follows on from that and says, if that was the case, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Our situation is different from the situation of these Old Testament saints, in that Christ has now come. This was the situation before he came. Now the situation is one of this great salvation. And what it's saying is, if there was this sort of deserved reward and punishment for those who transgressed, even a small transgression in the Old Testament, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Now, first of all, what is this great salvation? This salvation which is about the Lord Jesus Christ coming into this world and bearing the sins of his people, suffering as a substitute. Now, I suppose one of the most basic things about the gospel is the idea of substitution. He came and he suffered and he died in the place of others, for the sins of others. So this is what this great salvation is about. It is salvation at great cost. The sending was at great cost. And the mockery and the suffering of the cross, these were costly. This salvation was at great cost. We spoke last night about the not sparing. God did not spare his son because he was his beloved son. That did not mean that he in any way lessened the punishment. It says he did not spare him, but delivered him up for us all. Until the suffering was complete, until the work of salvation was complete, there was no easing whatsoever for the Lord Jesus Christ. When he uttered the words, "It is finished," as we were saying, the cup of God's wrath was empty. There was no more wrath for those who were covered by the sacrifice of Christ. Then this is a great salvation. When we think of the amazing nature of it, you know, it could never, human imagination could never, ever, ever have thought this out, that God would come in the person in the second person of the Godhead, would come into this world and would do so in such a way that his divine nature was joined with human nature, the person of Christ, the eternal person, took unto himself a human nature. And it says, into union with his person, and that union permanent. It was irreversible. This very moment, Christ is in heaven, in his flesh, as well as his spirit. He is there as the God-man, as he was on this earth. And he will be for all eternity, because that taking up of human nature into union with his person was a permanent thing. What great salvation this is. And there is, through it all, of course, the upholding of the righteousness of God. Indeed, that was the thread, the golden thread, that was through it all, through the plan of God, through the sending of the Son, through the suffering on the cross, that this righteousness of God was upheld. This, my friend, is truly, truly great salvation. Now, let us now move forward a little bit. It says here, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Now, this indicates to us that neglect, doing nothing, is a very, very serious matter when it comes to a relationship with Jesus Christ. That neglect, just doing nothing, that it is serious. It says there will be no escape. There will be no way out if we just neglect. Some people seem to think that if they're kind of, as it were, walking beside the gospel, walking beside the ordinances of the gospel, perhaps even walking beside God's people, that is sufficient. But it is not. There has to be a true work of God. Serious of neglect is simply doing nothing. Keeping things at arm's length, perhaps. Not allowing Christ to come to rule in the life. They wouldn't admit this, but what they are saying is, really, I will not have this man to rule over me. You see, he cannot be Savior without being Lord. Some people preach that. Some people preach a two-stage gospel. First stage, you receive him as Savior. The next stage, you receive him as Lord. We reject that. The Bible rejects it. He cannot be Lord unless, he cannot be Savior unless he is also Lord. You may say, well, in response to all that, surely, surely I won't end up in hell for just doing nothing. Well, the answer and I say it with trembling, is yes. If you neglect what God has provided for your sins, then you will most certainly end up in hell, just by neglect. And that's the thing that is, in a way, sort of terrifying about this text, that it's just a case of just doing nothing, being passive, just being carried along, is sufficient. It is not just a case of being associated. It is a case of receiving Him and receiving Him as Lord, as Master, as Ruler. You cannot say, I will not have this man to rule over me, and still have Him as your Savior. It's got to be total. He must be the Master. He must be Lord of the life. And if not, if we neglect, then it is quite clear from the previous verse that with God it was a just, not an excessive punishment. God is just in all His ways and in His punishment. It was a just recompense of reward. There is no injustice in God. The great day of judgment will come, and every mouth will be stopped. There will be no excuses. There will be no way in which anybody can justify their neglect, their doing nothing on that day. If that is the way your life is, if that is your relation and your attitude to Christianity, just to be sort of beside the thing, it is as if there is this craving, as it were, of true salvation, and you are walking beside it, but never getting into the cradle itself. You like to be near, but you do not want, you draw back from any kind of rule over your life by the Lord Jesus Christ. So, on the great day of judgment, there will be the just recompense of reward according to the righteousness of God. Not an unrighteous or an excessive punishment, but simply the due reward of neglect. The due recompense of neglect. That day, as we said last night, will be not a day of disorder, but a day of silence. For every mouth will be stopped, and all those who walk beside the gospel and neglected the gospel, they also have just reward. But then thirdly, it is not yet the day of judgment. We do not know when it will come. We are still in the day of gospel proclamation and in the day of gospel blessing. And that's something which we should all be very, very thankful for, that there is, that we still live in a time of opportunity. We don't know how long for each one of us that opportunity is going to be, but it is for all of us limited, a short time, and it will be passed. This neglect will get its reward when the great day of judgment comes. Now, we live in a good time. What do I mean by that? You might say, well, we don't. The world is terrible. The country's terrible. Everything is just terrible and going downhill. And yet, there is one great thing about this time, the time in which you and I live, and it is the time of gospel proclamation. The day when the Lord Jesus Christ calls, come. During this time, no one will hear from the Lord Jesus Christ the words, stop, stay away, don't come. His word during this time is always come, come, come. But it will not always be like that. That period will come to an end. The period when the gospel is proclaimed. My friend, let me impress upon you that these days in which you live are precious days. They are for you, they are the most precious days that you will have in all your existence. The day of gospel proclamation, when the call is there, as wide as it can be, come and to receive God's great salvation. To make up your mind, well, I am just one of these hangers-on. I'm not really one of God's people. I know I am not really saved, but I like to be close to God's people. I like to be even among them. My friend, that will not be sufficient. When the great day comes, and it will come, when that period will end, for you, it may end with death. It may end with a sudden death. But for everyone, it will end when the Lord comes in judgment to this world. When he comes down from heaven, as it says, the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. Yes, that day will come. It may come in your lifetime. If that happens, or you die, then your period of goodness and of gospel opportunity and of gospel proclamation, all these things will be at an end. Help us, Lord, to appreciate. Oh, that the Lord would help us, everyone, to realize that this time here is a special time. A good time, a good period. Before it is too late, my friend, will you come? Will you heed the call of Christ who says, always come? Will you come? Will you receive him? Will you bow the knee? Will you fall down before him? Will you say, my Lord, as well as my Savior, my Master, I am yours, and I am yours completely, holding nothing back. Time to flee. During this time, the arms of Christ are open. As he calls, come. Sinners, come. not the righteous or those who think they're righteous, but sinners. His arms are open to receive. But one day, these arms will not be open, because this good time is at an end. My friend, will you? Will you heed? Will you hear, my friend? And flee, flee, run to him. Run and throw yourself into his arms. Cast yourself upon him with all your sins. Plead with him, O Lord, receive me, a sinner. And there is no doubt whatsoever that if you come during this gospel time, that he will not cast you out. He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. He is ready to receive this great salvation. Not just a part of it, but the whole of it. You know, sometimes we might think that if somebody has received Christ in his early life, and that has all these years of Christian life, that these people, that they will have more salvation or a better salvation than those who come just in the last month. That's not so. That's not so. It's to have Christ, to receive him during this time and to bow before him. It doesn't matter for how long. Remember, one of the thieves on the cross, beside him on the cross, said, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And he was saved. And in that moment, he was as saved as anybody else is, even although it was such a short time. So, my friend, will you hear? Will you yield to the call while there is still time? Oh, do not neglect. Do not think, well, one of these days I'll attend to it. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Will you come and receive him and be his for time and for eternity? Let us pray.